Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, and my name is Kylie Walczak, and I'm here at KXCI with Zach Jarrett. Zach is the president of Valley of the Moon.
Hi, everybody.
We're here today to talk about an event coming up March 18th called Rialto Neighborhood Valley of the Moon Tour. It's a biking and walking friendly tour in a biking and walking friendly destination.
Yeah, we are calling it Explore Our Enchanted Neighborhood. And Valley of the Moon has been up on Allen Road and Tucson Boulevard since 1923, since way before there was anything else around up there. But there are several century-old properties, ranch houses, old horse properties, right around the corner from Valley of the Moon. And it's a very unique blend of historic and modern that really, I think, showcases Tucson's rural cowboy past very well. And like you mentioned, it's totally accessible by bike. It might even be easier to get there by bike than it is to get there by car.
What I think is most interesting about this event is that you're presenting it as Explore Our Enchanted Neighborhood. When I think about exploring in Tucson, I default to exploring on my bike or on 2 feet. But for me, on like a Saturday or a Sunday when I'm with my family and I want to explore a new part of town, I default to thinking about doing that by bicycle. So this sounds really exciting to me and my family because we'll load everybody up on bikes. We'll probably take the Rialto River Path loop to Rio Vista Natural Resources Park, come up on Tucson Boulevard and get into Allen Road that way. But there's also a couple other ways people can get there from other parts of town too.
When I'm coming from the U of A area, I'll ride my bike up north on Mountain all the way to either the Rialto River or to Roger Road and take either one of those east all the way out to Valley of the Moon. Or from the other side of town, you can take Treat Avenue all the way up to Winter Haven, where it turns into Christmas Avenue, of course, and past Winter Haven into the Valley of the Moon neighborhood.
And there's a new push-button bicycle and pedestrian crossing at Treat and Fort Lowell, so that's a great way to get there too. So when I get there by bike, what am I going to see?
This is a neighborhood tour around Valley of the Moon. So there will be horse shows. There will be really amazing gardens. Gardens like you never knew existed in the heart of Tucson. There will be historic homes on the tour. There will be child-led tours of Valley of the Moon, where some of our young cast members will be telling stories about Valley of the Moon and guiding you and your family through so you can see what it's like in the daytime.
So cool. I can't wait to go and see Valley of the Moon for the first time by bicycle. So we're going to put a link up on the Pedaling the Pueblo website at kxci.org. Also, we know that Living Streets Alliance is going to be providing bicycle valet parking. So if you do choose to ride your bike to this neighborhood tour, you'll have a safe, secure place to park your bike and to explore more of the neighborhood by foot if you want to. And you can find out more at kxci.org. Thanks so much, Zach, and thanks for helping get the word out about this unique, bikeable, family-friendly event.
Thank you, Kylie.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.